Dan, one of our favorites on the line, Senator Len Fasano, who we talked with yesterday over at the Capitol, the Senate Republican president. And Senator, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning. It was great to see you guys yesterday at the Capitol. That was very, that was cool. That was a lot of fun.
Same here. What's the weather like over in your neck of the woods?
You know, 5 o'clock when I got up, there was no snow. And now we've got about 2 or 3 inches on the ground, and it's coming down pretty good.
Yeah, one of those days.
Well, Senator, what do you think? I'm glad you called us this morning, because I know you said yesterday, as far as you were concerned, the budget is going to be dead on arrival. is it?
Yes. It's absolutely dead on arrival. You know, this budget is, as you dig deeper, is a hodgepodge of ideas with no focus. Ideas in which municipalities, a great number, get hurt. An idea which is flawed with gimmicks. An idea that lacks vision. And an idea that does not put Connecticut on a fiscal track that I think is important to have. To bring businesses and keep people in the state.
What do you think about this? The thing that troubles me the most, one of the things, there's several troubles that I have with it, but, you know, to go back to the towns and expect more, and that means, you know, this is a lot of middle-class people are going to get whacked again with tax increases.
You know, here's the thing that really annoys me. It really does. For the governor to say this is a budget that does not raise taxes, is usually, I like to use the word disingenuous, which means lie, but I'm going to go with the vernacular, is a lie. This raises taxes. When you say I'm going to take $408 million that we as a state are obligated to make payments to the retirement board and pass that bill to municipalities, so towns like Wallingford are going to have to pay $5 million, which is a $2 million increase in taxes in Wallingford. And it's true for every town across the state. Some will be $1 million, some will be $3 million increase. But there's going to be a property tax increase. So the governor's argument is you're not taking it out of your right pocket to pay the state. I'm taking it out of your left pocket to pay the town. That's not a tax increase. I have to differ with that argument. Incredibly.
You know, Senator, it's interesting, and we're talking with Senator Len Fasano, who's in the Touchpoints Rehab interview chair. The governor also said in his address yesterday, no municipality should have a tax rate of over 35 mils. That would be practically impossible, is impossible with this budget proposal.
Well, you know, I heard him say that. And here's the thing. So the argument is this. If you are in an inefficient town who's borrowing tons of money and spending way over what you should be spending, either on salaries in your town halls or programs that aren't going anywhere or owning property thinking you're the greatest landlord in the world like the Excel Center and not getting any return on that, we're going to reward you by saying, even though you're making all these really bad financial decisions, bringing a baseball team into a place when you can't even put a grocery store for the people of your city, we're going to reward that bad behavior by making sure that is, some of the decisions that you make, I am going to supplement your decisions with taxpayers across the state money to keep you afloat. How does that make any sense?
That really,
that's
well,
rewarding
this,
bad behavior.
This is the one that really, really bothers me. It really, when he said that, I thought of these towns. And you know, the middle class is something that I talk a great deal about, and so does Dan. And it just, it just burns me. What can I tell you?
And, you know, here's the other thing, if I may say. I take serious objection to a statement he said, and I got to reread it again, so I'm doing a little bit off the cuff. But something where he said, you know, no, we should not, people who live in our cities, if you would, have been hit with high property taxes, have been hit with bad education, and, you know, something to the effect of we need to step in. But, you know, my argument is, okay, I get that, but don't blame us. You know, those cities have been controlled by a policy of one party for years. And when you have a lack of debate at the time of election because there's one-party rule, sometimes these things happen. So it isn't my fault, and it isn't my town of North Haven fault, or, you know, Bristol's fault, or, you know, New Britain's fault. It isn't their fault that these budgets have been totally out of whack and the mill rate is skyrocketing. It is the fault of the policymakers who are in control of that town hall. And that's when you reward that bad behavior, you're not changing the behavior that led to these issues. And the people who've been subject to this rule, you know, suffer. And we need, education needs to be helped out in our cities, but that doesn't mean throw dollars at it. That means get into our cities and change education fundamentally. That means help people get out of poverty, not just throw more money at poverty. Give them a path out. Give them a way out. Give them an opportunity to earn and to have a living. And, you know, we put some bills in last year that were rejected by the Democrats that do exactly that, that move people forward, give them opportunity and pathways.
Senator, I don't want to be a cynic here, but is the governor playing politics from the standpoint of he didn't win the suburbs anyway, so, hey, what does it matter? I don't need their vote.
One can make a very strong argument that the towns that he helped out in his budget are the towns that really supported him in the election. You can make a very strong argument. You can make an argument that he's even broadened that base by a few more towns. Does that mean it's his roadmap to head off to re-election? I don't know. But certainly one can make an argument that that's what he's done without any real understanding of the problem or correcting of the problem. Once again, he feels standing up there and saying, I solved your problem by throwing money at it, is a one-dimensional solution to a multi-dimensional problem. And it's an easy solution. It's a lazy solution. And it's not even the right solution.
Well, what is going to happen in your mind? I mean, somebody's got to take some positions here. Either you're going to cut, you're going to take care of this town, that town. What can you do to get us out of this mess that we've been in for years?
Well, you know, one, you got to restructure the way you do government from top to bottom. And I know that sounds cliche-ish, but let's talk about that for a second. We have to, we have to strengthen our education system by changing the way we teach education to our cities. Just got to change it. You got to get with what's going on right now. Some kids do not want to go to college, not because of aptitude, but just because it's just not their thing. It's just not something they're interested in. That's okay. But we got to give them a career path in high school. You have to. It's kind of like going back, you know, 30 years ago when we used to do that. We need to go back and think about how we can redo this. Technology's got to be big in our high school. You cannot just fund education. You have to fund the classrooms. You know, you look at Hartford, as I mentioned yesterday. Hartford population in schools grew 2.8%. Teacher salary went up only 4%, and 67% increase to the central office. That's not helping the kids in the classroom. That's going to fat salaries at administrative levels. We need to bring that money into our classroom. We don't need to put money into our town halls. We need to put money into our communities and bypass the town halls. Because by the very definition, that town hall is political. You need to do what they did way back when with the federal government to create community blocks where the money goes to that community, overseen by local state government, to make sure that that community is defined, gets what they want. They may want an adult training center. They may want a job center. They may want a playground. They may want whatever. And you put money into that community the way they think it should be best in that community to make it grow.
Senator,
that's how you do it. And they do this in New Jersey, California. There's like 12 states that they do this in. Connecticut is arcane. We feed our big cities. It's all based upon a political system. It's all based on a political system. We feed our big cities dominated by one party. It's not getting down to the people in our cities. And the people in our cities know that. And they've complained to me. Or just as early, somebody did a Facebook Live interview I did with them, and you should have seen the reaction when we talked about how these are pathway kids and their parents, how the money has failed them.
Are you for school choice?
Pardon?
Are you for school choice?
I think there should be choice for parents to go to school. I think it's wrong to say that your child has to go to that school because it's across the street.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
You know, and I think you'll see that parents in our cities believe the same thing.
Absolutely.
But I think if I could take one more step, I think the way you do it is this way. If you say, my kids don't want to go to that school, and you see a pattern that school in that neighborhood is not doing its job because parents are opting not to go there, then I think you need to go and say, what is the problem with that school? Don't abandon the school, but let it's like a store. If people don't go to your store, you're going to say, what do I have to change to get people in my store? We have to go to that school and say, what is failing? The teachers are trying to do the best they can with the people that come into that school, and they have to be mentors and psychologists and psychiatrists and parents. They've got to be so many hats, and in between they've got to teach a course. But if the school is failing, we need to figure out, what do you need teachers in that school? What social services are lacking in that neighborhood that's making that school not doing its right thing? And then we got to help bring that school back on the grid so parents go to that school. So it's twofold. One, they should have a choice, but when we see a pattern, we need to go in and correct that pattern. That's how you start change. That's how you start bringing these cities back online and giving people opportunity. And the lack of opportunity drives despair.
Senator, sorry, we got to run. We got a time problem here. But thanks a million for yesterday and again for this morning.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you very much.